What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am super, super excited about our guest today. We have Dr. Terry Hope. She's a PhD doctor in natural medicine with advanced studies in quantum medicine and consciousness. She's passionate about creating new frontiers with research to facilitate change in health and wellness and personal well-being. Recently published research, The Effects of Access Bars on Anxiety and Depression. She travels globally providing masterful and dynamic workshops and personal sessions to transform health, well-being, and create personal empowerment and transformation. And like I said, I'm super excited to have you here, Terry. Talking about this great subject called Access Consciousness, the bars.
I know. Thank you.
So why don't you go ahead and just start with, why don't you tell us about, like, how did you discover Access Consciousness? We'll just start there.
I was actually at a health show looking to see how other people were actually promoting how to reach out to people in the healthcare business. And I saw this ad, and my friend talked me into doing a session at the health show, which is something I don't normally do. And I got off the massage table after about a 20-minute session, and I immediately was more happy than I'd ever been in my entire life. And I kind of thought, wow, if this will do this for a happy person, what will it do for, like, my client base, which a lot of them had anxiety and depression. So,
awesome. So that was a bar session, I take it. So
yeah.
And then you said you were happier than you ever have been. Were there some other things that you noticed changed for you personally from the bars?
I found that I was more aware, definitely more aware, and that things that I were not really in my perception of what was going on in my life, either in a fantastic way or simple things like, wow, I really love to have an entirely clean kitchen, and that would be, like, great for me. And it was fantastic how much relaxation there was in my body. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Different. Yeah.
Cool. So for some of our listeners who maybe have never heard about what the bars are, would you mind telling them about it?
So access bars, it's interesting because I've done this research on access bars and continue to. And access bars is what would be called an energetic process, that when you lightly touch certain points on the head, it activates the release of energy, which in that energy are the electrical components of thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs, considerations, and attitudes. And in so doing, it allows a person to function differently than they were before they had an access bar session.
Beautiful. So lightly touching the bars, and then it just gets rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's one of those things you can't really explain. Like, how can, you know, touching bars on your head or points on your head actually create change? And the things that it allows is they're not specific things. So you could have things that occurred earlier in this lifetime, or maybe even other lifetimes, that were there that might be precluding you from having success or keeping you in a constant state of anxiety that you're not even aware of. So it's not a specific thing. It's just that your body allows the energy to release.
Awesome. So it could be different for everybody just based on their own stuff.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and the cool part about it is that the person who's receiving the bar session is the one who's absolutely in the space of what can the possibilities that are there during a session.
Awesome. Well, I know that you're doing and have been doing an actual study on the effects of bars on anxiety and depression. Would you be willing to tell us a little bit about that research project?
Yeah, so the one that was published, so there was published research, and that was on anxiety and depression, and it was a small group, 7 people, which would be considered a pilot study. But when we looked at the results of that group, so everybody was given exactly the same access bar session. And then what we did is we measured them with psychological testing methods, and we also measured their brains to see what, if anything happened in their brainwave EEG. And what we discovered through the testing methods was that the group on whole, when we looked at the mean or the average change in the decrease in anxiety, had an 84.7% change, the mean scores, and that was after one 90-minute access bar session. And then when we looked at the scores for depression, there was an 82.7% decrease in the mean scores for depression. So it was really effective in changing that when you just look at standardized psychological testing methods. And later, after I finished the research, I found that one of the people actually had been in another method we used. One of the person was actually reported as being suicidal 5 to 7 days out of every week prior to the access bar session. And then in her post score said that she wasn't suicidal anymore. So that was like really, and I only knew that afterwards when I started compiling all the data. So that was really exciting to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a daughter who had anxiety, depression, and was suicidal. And after her second bars session, it was gone. She's never had any of it since. It was just such a beautiful testament to the work. So what drove you to the desire to actually do this study?
Well, it was, I guess it was my first experience with access bars and realizing the amount of dynamic change that occurred for me. And I was a happy person. Like, I was just like zooming around the world, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is like so incredible. And recognizing that there is a large number of a population around the world who have anxiety and depression, and there's a big gap between what's available in terms of treatment and treatment outcomes for people who have anxiety and depression. And the numbers are quite substantial globally. They have it that I think three, can't think of the number off the top of my head, but it's substantial. It's enough that the World Health Organization had put it as a priority to look at what could be changed to help with that, because it costs the global economy in lost work about $1 trillion a year. Not that that's really significant, but, I mean, the pain and suffering of people is what's significant. But sure. It actually is impacting global economics as well.
Well, that's amazing. And so I know you have the published research of effects of anxiety and depression. You are actually in the middle of another Access Bars research project. Would you mind saying a little bit about that one?
one of many. So the one I think you're referring to is a global project. And how that's occurring is that access practitioners around the world are taking part in contributing to research by having any client that shows up in their practice and, you know, they're there and they say, I have, you know, stress, I have anxiety, I have depression, any number of those, and they're self-reported. They don't have to be clinically assessed. And what it is to look at is what is access bars? What are the effects of access bars on anxiety, stress, and depression in everyday practice? So, you know, we have clinical research, and then you have everyday practice, which is what occurs in the world. So when people go for sessions. So that one is actually being conducted in 10 languages, and people can have a 30-minute or a 60-minute or a 90-minute session, and they were collecting data on, you know, what occurs before and after for as the effects of that on anxiety, depression, and stress. And it kind of differs from the first one that I did. First of all, the numbers are large. We're over 500 people enrolled in that particular research that have completed the questionnaires. So it's a really large study, and really contains psychological testing. The first one that was published also had brain mapping as part of the to look at the effects of it, and those numbers were like fantastic when we look at the changes in brainwave patterns.
That's really awesome. So what's some of the feedback that you're getting from the 500 test subjects?
it's sort of like it's when as research goes, it's sort of a little bit secret.
Oh, okay.
you can't share the results until the results are finished, because they change until the last day of the results. And it's also too, when you look at doing published research, which is the direction that I'm taking that particular study, is that you can't divulge anything because it would not allow it to become published research. So how about if we do stay tuned for that part?
Okay, awesome. Well, so stay tuned. We'll have a way for you guys to find that out. Well, I've also seen, excuse me, you have a foundation for possibilities, which has your research projects on it. And I saw on there you're actually also doing access bars in children.
We're just percolating what I would call percolating, like creating the structure behind it and moving some of the projects forward. So the one on children is to look at, does access bars have an effect on changing, on, you know, contributing to changing anxiety in children, to changing ease with academics, and a component that also looks at changes in behavior. So it's to examine, you know, access bars for people who may be academic achievers and non-achievers both, as to whether it has, what effects that has, because you could have anxiety in kids that are overachievers, and you can also have anxiety in kids that are underachievers. So it will be really fascinating, because we're going to look at the at what that does to create ease in academics and all of those components. And it's sort of in the age group of 11 to 16.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And it's really fantastic, because it would allow people, if we see in that group, it would allow them to sort of move into the next parts of their lives quite differently if they can find the ease that's there.
Beautifully put. And even, I mean, you've mentioned anxiety and depression, stress, but we're also looking at sometimes like this affecting things like PTSD, which is something that actually holds people back a lot in their life.
There's currently test project. We'll call it a test project. It's actually moved forward. We started doing some work with police officers and who have PTSD in a category of people who are, it's a profound issue for them. And keeps them from actually doing their jobs or returning to their jobs or doing anything in their lives. And so we've started that, and the results were so incredible on the first group that they asked us to do more research on it. And that's actually going to be an ongoing project, so expanded to a larger group, which is like fantastic, because what we saw with this group is that there were people who had already been treated for PTSD, and the treatment protocols that they had used were not sufficient to allow the people to return to work. And what we're seeing is that there's the results are going from people with PTSD to no PTSD, or being normal, what would be considered normal, in 7 sessions. So it's like really fantastic, the kinds of results we're getting.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, we're going to take a short break for a commercial break, and we'll come back in just a minute and talk to Dr. Terry Hope some more about Access Consciousness in the Bars.
Of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. With me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Terry Hope, and we're talking about Access the Bars. Right before the break, you were talking about like kind of the research that you had seen that's happened so far with PTSD, and you said that you've seen like huge shifts and changes to no PTSD in just 7 sessions. That's amazing.
Go ahead. Yeah, and I think it's sort of what spurs me on to do more research. Because every time Access Bars do, as it relates to us as beings and the body, because what we notice is that when people have an Access Bar session, they have a lightness in their world, but it also seems to create space and less pain in the body. And If we were to know that the emotional components are stored in our bodies, and those were to be gone, like how much less, how much more possibilities would there be for health?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, what are some of those changes that you've seen in people's bodies and people's lives?
Personally?
Yeah, sure.
I've seen people completely transform. I've had clients come to see me who were probably on about 4 or 5 medications for depression and anxiety, and one of them was also on thyroid medication. And I did about a 45, maybe an hour session of Access Bars, and I didn't hear from her for about 4 months, and then she rebooked with me, and I kind of went, and she was really having a tough time in all aspects of her life, and came back to see me, and I said, how are you doing? She says, oh, I'm fantastic. I went off all my medication, and I forgot to take my thyroid medication, and my body didn't respond negatively to that, and my life is turned around, and I changed jobs, and everything's fantastic. And I thought that maybe, you know, when she didn't say anything to me, when she didn't come for another session because she didn't require one, which was like, right. I was like, outrageous.
That was awesome. It really can happen that quick. So much change. And like you said, you had it in 20 minutes of, you were like just the happiest you've ever been. That's out of just 20 minutes.
Yeah. And I really can see what, like, even when it comes to people being able to have focus and concentration, being able to do many more things that they were doing slowly, they can actually do more. Cool. That's been my own experience. I can do so many more things faster now, and it's kind of interesting. And the only thing that I can attribute it to is having Access Bar sessions myself.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's like there's a question in Access Consciousness. We say, how does it get better than this? And this is just like, it really is. Like, how does it get even better? That's really great. And then, so is there anything that, like, maybe with a client or yourself that you thought was impossible, would be impossible to change, that you actually saw change?
Well, the example that I just gave you with this one particular client who was on all this medication, I mean, she pretty much said to me that she just stopped remembering to take her medication. She didn't require it anymore. And I would say, normally speaking, the possibility of someone being on so much medication, including thyroid medication, and then not requiring it instantaneously, is kind of, and the body adjusted to it. Like, she didn't, normally you would need to go off those kinds of drugs slowly and titrate them and do it under the supervision of a physician, because that's what bodies require, and in normal circumstances. And that wasn't her experience. And I'm not suggesting that anyone, you know, just go and do that if they've had an Access Bar session, but it was really amazing to see that. And I've had people where they couldn't hear very well. They could actually all of a sudden start hearing, which is like, because you would think that, how can you change, like, lack of hearing?
So where can, like, let's say there's somebody out there going, okay, this sounds really fascinating, but where can I learn more about it? Where would you send somebody?
Well, I think the best place to start is the accessconsciousness.com website, and it's full of all kinds of information, including a whole list of practitioners, which you can get by location, by country and area, would be a good place to start.
Great. And how about some of the science and behind, like, if somebody wanted to, like, because I think there's a video out there with the neuroscientist that kind of talks a little bit more about the science behind the bars.
Yeah, so there's one video with Dr. Jeffrey Fannin, which was done and looking at some of the changes that he saw when he first looked at the changes in brainwave patterns. And I believe that's still available. And there's also another one that is available that was done with myself and Dr. Dane here, where we talked about the Access Bars research that was done on the effects of anxiety and depression. And those are on, I think they're on a YouTube channel. And there's all kinds of stuff on YouTube with Dr. Dane here and Gary Douglas, which are, you know, really fascinating interviews and tools and ways you can get some information on access consciousness and the tools of access consciousness, including access bars.
Great. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your Foundation for Possibilities?
Oh, okay. Well, I created the foundation as a way of starting to look at doing more research. Because I'm quite focused on doing research on access bars, a lot of the current programs that are there or pieces of research relate to access bars. And it was really to look at creating possibilities for people in the world, different possibilities. So I've got a piece of research that I did on EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, which is not published, but I started that, and I've also contributed to other meditation kinds of research where we were doing brain mapping. But my really, the place where I'm really super focused is access bars, because it creates so much possibility so quickly for people. And I guess as a person, I really like, how do we get from point A to point B in the fastest way and create ease for people so that it's not an ongoing, you know, needing to go for treatments or therapies or, you know, trying to do things that are, you know, struggle. And so the foundation was created to start to do more complex research projects like the one that we're doing on PTSD, where we're looking at large samples of people, or some of the other ones where we're looking at the effects of access bars and mapping people's brains, doing more brain mapping and looking at the effects on the body, which there's there's a lot of cost involved in research that people like it under the covers. People don't know about it, but research is pretty expensive, can be pretty expensive. So I created the foundation to start being able to make all of that research a possibility.
Wonderful. Are there ways that people can, I see that they can actually make a contribution, but are there other ways that people can contribute to your research, like people who want to try their bars, get their bars run?
What I will do is if somebody has anxiety, depression, or stress right now, what they could do is they could reach out and find a bars practitioner, and they could ask to be part of the current global bars research project. And then as the other research projects go forward, I will post them on the global research site, which is called what is it? I'm going, what is it? It's called mind. My mind just went blank. That's so funny. Anyway, I will, people can go to the research site and they'll be able to get information on upcoming research projects. And if they wanted to be part of it, then they could do so. And the research site for the foundation is foundationforpossibilities.com.
I love that. And yeah, there's ways there, guys, for you guys to be able to make a contribution. Or and then, like she said, if you want to go to, you can go to accessconsciousness.com and search for a BARS practitioner or facilitator in your area to get your BARS run and say you want to be part of that global. So that's great.
Yeah. And there's, because of the number of projects that I'm doing, there's all kinds of opportunities and possibilities for people to contribute either financially or other ways. And really just reaching out through that website would allow that to occur.
Okay, so the contact button on that. So that was for foundationforpossibilities.com, if anybody was wondering what that was again. And, well, that's really great. So, Terry, what are some of the changes that you'd like to see in the world?
If I were to change, like, you know, it's one of those questions. If I could change anything, what would it be?
Yeah.
I would love it if people could find a different way to be with each other and with themselves. Like the idea that we can even look at having no judgment of one another or of ourselves would create something so different on the planet. And if that would be my, if I had one ask of the universe, that would be it. Creating possibilities with no judgment.
Beautiful. So what are, and it doesn't have, like, more personally, maybe even people in your inner circle, like, what are some of the other things that you've seen maybe change for people with the BARS? Like, what, like, if somebody's saying, okay, I have this and I have that and I have this and I have that and I don't have anxiety and I don't have depression, but I, you know, I have these other things in my life. Could BARS help with those things?
Yeah. So, and it's interesting because people sometimes think that they need to have a problem in order to have,
right?
A sense of anything.
It's true. It's like, so true.
Like, here we go. I've got a problem, and that's what prompts me to go and have any kind of session, including access bars. And sometimes it's really great to look at what you can contribute, what people could contribute to themselves, just from a place of not doing it from having a problem to begin with. Like, oh my gosh, I feel like I could use some me time and, you know, be more connected to who I am and find some relaxation. What I really know is that, you know, we could go for a massage and that's one kind of experience, and or you could go for an access bar session and create a different kind of relaxation that's nurturing not only to your being but also to your body. And a lot of people have reported that they had, you know, pain or tension in their body, and they're so relaxed when they got off a massage table actually having an access bar session that they, you know, are sort of like, I would say, like, they don't even need to go for a massage because all the tension is not there anymore.
Great. So, folks, you don't have to have a problem to get your bars on.
No, you don't.
That's good.
And what would it be like if none of us had problems?
Right? What would we do with our time?
I don't know. Have fun.
Have fun. Right? Laugh. Enjoy life. So that is something, yeah, that I've personally seen, even, and maybe you can attest to this too, Terry, because you said, you know, you really have the happiest you've ever been. But, like, the access bars doesn't have to be for a problem, and it can create greater joy and greater ease. And, a lot, like, we all laugh more. We all have more just fun in life instead of, like, always having something, like, some problem or some suffering and some pain that we have to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
So what would the world be like with that? Yeah.
Yeah. And I, just as you were talking, I was thinking about the idea that if people were actually having their, like they were choosing to have access fire sessions, they would actually probably never need to have problems or create problems.
Okay, but Terry, what will we do with our time?
Have more fun?
Right. It's like we're so trained that there has to be some sort of problem to solve. And what I love about your research and what you're doing, Terry, is that you're doing it from, there's not a problem. It's like, what else is really possible here? What else can we create? What would it take to create a greater future for the whole planet? And that can, like, we, if we take our focus off of our problems, we can create something completely different. And if you didn't have problems, even easier.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because the research on access bars allowed me sort of to open the door to, oh my gosh, what does this actually do? And then the some of the projects that I'm doing now that are not looking at changing a specific problem like PTSD or whatever, opens up the door to say, hey, does it, what effect does it have on creating more consciousness? What effect does it have on people who are, you know, don't have specific problems, like a problem to solve? Mm-hmm. So that to me is fascinating.
Yeah, and exciting. Cool. Well, we're going to take another short break here. If you guys have any questions for Dr. Terry Hope, please call in to 202-570-7057.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey.
Welcome back. This is Venus, and I'm here with Dr. Terry Hope, and we're talking about Access Consciousness, the bars. And I, right before the break, we were talking about kind of like, well, what else is possible? And Terry, I'd love for you to share a little bit more, like what other possibilities do you see with your research, with the bars, and even maybe with our future?
Well, it's interesting because I was I was sort of looking at, or continue to look at, so what we know is that our thoughts, our emotional components change the shape of ourselves as we move through life, and the kinds of thoughts also contribute to expression of cellular shape and disease. And I was reflecting on the idea that if you no longer have the energy stored in your cells or stored in your body or stored in your your being, so to speak. I don't think they store in your being necessarily, but there is a component that's there. Then what would that create as a different possibility as it relates to changing disease profiles or the progression of disease or eliminate disease or allow the person to have a different possibility if they had something that, you know, so they wouldn't have to get old and get older and have disease. Like if you started to change it from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think even on your website, I've seen that you also even talk about like kind of the anti-aging. Have you seen some effects of Access Conscious Bars on aging and body and health?
Well, yeah. So certainly if you have less stress in your body and you have the energy that was stored there before is no longer there, you'll find that people have a lot more flexibility. Now, have I tested that in research as yet? No, that's the upcoming research. That's the part of the upcoming research. So, yeah, stay tuned. But the thing is, I've even noticed on myself that if I have a bar session, I can get off the table and see myself as noticeably younger looking, which I'm always grateful for. And one of the things that I know that people on the planet, as they start to, well, actually they do it probably from a fairly young age now, how they look is so important, and self-judgment and aging are one of the big pieces of that. And if nobody had to go and have sessions done or anything that was pharmaceutically done to their face or surgical interventions to change their face or how they felt, like if you had no point of view about aging, could you really age, which is something that the founder of Access, Gary Douglas, his point of view is. And it's something interesting to consider, because would you?
Right.
Would so I can see it. I mean, I can see the differences for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I look forward to that research. That'll be... So... is there any area that you're not planning on doing research on for the bars?
That's pretty funny. I would pretty much research anything that looked mm-hmm. like it would create a different possibility for the world. Like, I love doing research, and I love to contribute to change, and I know that having that information for people is really a contribution. So as I become aware of more things that are sort of be interesting for people, interesting to contribute to the rest of the world, I sort of put it on my research list and let it percolate away so that until the time comes that it could be done. I certainly think that there's so many possibilities for Access Bars and the tools of Access Consciousness.
And seeing where it takes us. Awesome. So what would you like our listeners to get about bars today?
Now, that's an interesting question. If there was anything, what I would say off the top is if you have never tried Access Bars, and if it seems like that would be something that would contribute to your life, find an Access Bars practitioner and have an Access Bar session. It can be a short one, it could be a long one, but everything that I've seen it changes our lives so dramatically, no matter what the length of session is.
Beautiful. And would you just recap what happens in an access bar session? So if somebody's like, well, what am I supposed to expect? You know, you said something about a massage table, and they might be like, what, is it a massage? Is it?
Oh, so, well, you can actually do an access bar session. It doesn't have to be lying on a massage table. It could be sitting in a chair. It could be reclining in a chair. It could be done just as long as the practitioner can actually reach and touch your scalp. But lots of people do it on massage tables because it allows, you know, you just to hang out and allow your body to relax, which is something we don't always give ourselves the opportunity to have. And what the practitioner does is they lightly touch points on your head and kind of just sit there with their hands on various aspects of your points on your scalp. And they just sort of lightly touch them, and they hold the spot for a period of time and then move to another couple of spots. And it's done, it can be done, you know, pretty easily. And what, in terms of expectations, I don't know, anything is possible with an access bar session, like anything.
But it's different for everybody. So go in and
it is.
Give it a try. Yep. So why is it called the bars?
My understanding from everything I've learned is that these bars are like bars of energy. So they are, the point relates to a bar of energy, and they run in different directions on the head. So it's not just a point, it's a bar.
Right. Yeah. So it's two points between your fingertips on either side of the head. So
yeah.
It creates an energetic bar through the brain. Awesome. So, but I know a lot of people are like, the bars, what are we going to go have cocktails or no, this is different. This is energetic.
Well, if you got that happy with, and you didn't need to go to the bar, or you thought you'd been at the bar, or you were happy as if you'd been at the bar, then what would that create?
Totally.
Yeah. Cool. It's such a cool technique. It's not hard to receive either. It doesn't require you to, you know, you could be have it done in your office. You could, you know, have somebody come to your office, or you could have it go to a practitioner's office. It doesn't have to be necessarily done in a clinic, let's say.
Right. And actually, that's a great point, because some people are like, well, I don't want to go to a therapy session. I don't want to talk out my problems. Well, this isn't that. You don't have to talk about your problems. You can actually just lay there and receive.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic thing, is that you could have an access bar session, and maybe you do have a lot going on in your life and you don't want to talk about them, but you want to have something different so that whatever's going on isn't as stressful or in your face or intense or however you want to put that. Because, you know, life can be like that for a lot of people where, you know, it can get what I call pretty crunchy, where, you know, you've got so much on your plate. And to receive an access bar session allows it sort of almost to like disappear, or like the stress behind it, or you will get more clarity. What I notice is I get a lot of clarity on how to actually navigate whatever it is that's on my plate that's, you know, been presented to me.
So kind of clarity in direction, or kind of clarity of what next steps are? Say more about that.
Well, clarity of really to look at what the situation is. I mean, if it's a situation, sometimes when you've got a lot of things going on and there's a lot of informational input, and, you know, kind of, I think most of us, you know, look at life and go, I want to sort out what the solution could be, or a direction that I could take here that would allow us to, handle or manage whatever it is that's been presented to us. And it just seems to me that the clarity of an information, like it gives you a lot of awareness of choices that are available, much more so than when you've got, I was going to say, like, the stranglehold of too much information about that's creating stress for you.
Hmm. Yeah, my mom, it's funny, my mom actually likes to call the bars a brain colonic. Because it just gets rid of all the junk that just doesn't work for you. And then, like you said, you can make clear choices. You can see things in a different light without all of the junk. And a lot of that junk, too, is like our points of view or beliefs and stories that aren't even ours, that we picked up somewhere along the line. And then thought that, you know, somehow that must be true. And then it's like, then you're trying to make choices and decisions based on, you know, stuff that's not even yours.
So, And I was thinking about, like, when people write exams and so there's a lot of people writing exams right now and, you know, through, like, this time of year, and how many people are in university that think that they're going to fail the test, but it's really not even their point of view, or somebody would say that test is hard, but it's actually just someone else's point of view. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that. And if they didn't have that point of view, would they just breeze through the exam with ease?
Hmm.
If that makes any sense to you at all.
Yeah, that's great. That's just another way the bars could potentially be used, is to just, you know, go through whatever it is that you're going through with ease.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we saw in the brain mapping that I did in the research, the first piece of research, was that it access bars create not only dramatic change where there was lack of coherence in the brain, or where there was disconnection between two areas of the brain, it actually changed it. But there was also an increase in the level of brain coherence in these people. And how brain coherence shows up is when you have an optimal brain coherent pattern, let's call it, it allows you to process information differently and faster, because it's not getting sidetracked.
Great. Could you say some more about that? What is coherence in the brain?
So a coherent signal is one, coherence in general is a signal that is doesn't fluctuate. So in the brain, you can have something where, like with PTSD, you might get something called hypercoherence between two areas of the brain, and it's kind of like the brain follows the same track all the time. And then you can have areas of hypocoherence where it doesn't connect. So you could have people who have depression where there's dysregulation between areas of the brain. And when you have a coherent signal, it allows the brain to communicate in all areas more easily.
Wow, beautiful. So, but with things like PTSD or depression, there's either a disconnect, some sort of disconnect, and the mm-hmm. bars can create a reconnect of, like, these, what do you call them, synapses? Like,
well, we'll call them neural pathways in this.
Okay.
In this cool. Thing. Yeah. Without getting more technical.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah, we don't want to lose anybody too much on the science of it, but that is part of it. So great, Terry. Well, this has been great. If you could just let us know again, how can people find more about you, if they are interested in working with you or being part of your research?
So the best way to reach me is off my website, which is drterryhope.com. And there's forms there to contact me, or you can find me on Facebook And if you were looking at contributing to research, there's a research page actually right off of my website that will lead you to the Foundation for Possibilities page to contribute.
Great. And for those of you who'd like to just go straight there, you can also go to foundationforpossibilities.com. And Dr. Terry Hope, Terry is spelled T-R-R-I-E, Hope. And thank you so much, Dr. Terry Hope. This has been really wonderful. And for our advice to you guys, folks, is go get your Bergeron. If it's light for you.
Thanks.
If it'd be fun for you.
Thanks, Venus.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear. Bye.
Okay, bye.